Greg wins the bet.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a dinosaur song, just like the dinosaur soup, where they have little dinosaurs as you eat the noodles off the soup.
Come on, I have very fond memories of watching Barney.
Is that a Barney show?
The big purple dinosaur?
Yes. Yes, I like
Baby Bop.
Baby Bop.
Baby
yeah.
Bop was cute.
Yes.
Did you never watch that song? I love you, you love me. They used that as torture on Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, okay. Well,
they did, really?
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's dinosaur show in honor of yesterday's release of Jurassic World. We're gonna get some more viewpoints on the film in just a moment. So far, I gave it a breakthrough. My favorite film of the summer. Dave, thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Trisha,
two huge thumbs up.
Now we've got a special guest on the air, Mark Moorhead, my fellow film critic. Mark,
hey Joe,
how's it going?
Doing well. How are you? How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, great.
You know what he just said? He said, "Morning, Joe." I watched that every day. Then MSNBC. Oh, a plug for them. Okay.
Oh, he gets to call you Joe, but we have to call you Joseph.
Yeah, well, how is that?
My friends call me Joey.
I would have been happy to call you Joseph. Actually, because I've heard your mom call you Joey, I thought about calling you Joey, and then I thought you might not like it. So.
It's all good. Just don't call me Dilophosaurus.
Well, basically, he just told us we're not his friends because we don't call him Joey.
I'm professional. Oh. All right.
I've got a bunch of different names.
So, Mark, I know you're
I heard about you like insulting some woman by calling her old, too, a little earlier. I'm saying, you're not really batting 1,000.
Exactly.
No, it doesn't work out that well.
185.
Poor guy.
So, Mark.
He's 0-7.
Yeah.
Seven?
Teen.
Times 20.
Eight.
All right. So, Mark, I know you're a huge fan of dinosaurs, the Jurassic Park franchise. What did you think of Jurassic World?
All right. Well, actually, I mean, the short answer is I really loved it, too. But it really interested me that they got the guy who directed Safety Not Guaranteed, this kind of small romantic comedy. And I think that's his only other feature credit. And they hire him and put him in charge of this big summer blockbuster with all these action scenes and special effects and everything. I thought that was a very offbeat choice. And it turned out to be, I thought, a great choice because the movie is funny. I mean, I don't know if you guys had this reaction. It starts out fairly kind of straightforwardly like a typical Jurassic Park movie, like the other three. And then it just goes crazy as it goes on. It just becomes really bananas. I mean, you got a guy who wants to use the velociraptors as soldiers, and you got stuff that is similar to, King Kong a little bit, and stuff that's similar to the Godzilla pictures a little bit, and stuff that, I mean, just, and a lot of kind of satirical stuff, a lot of humor stuff. And
Indiana Jones-ish, right?
What's that?
And a little Indiana Jones throws.
A little Indiana Jones, yes, absolutely.
And Predator, too, right?
Yeah, I suppose so with that. I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, that's true. There's the one scene that's very much like the first Predator movie. And but what was really fascinating to me was the handling of the stars, of Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. When it begins, Bryce Dallas Howard is that real kind of cliched figure of the career woman, the kind of lacquered career woman who isn't interested enough in little kids and stuff like that, and is real uptight. And as the movie goes on, and as she hangs around this hunky dinosaur whisperer guy, Chris Pratt, she just there's less clothes on her, and she becomes more capable, and she kind of saves the day. And Chris Pratt makes some crack about how slow she's going to be running around in her high-heeled shoes, but she never gets rid of the shoes. It's like a real woman can handle all of this, even in her high-heeled shoes, is the implication of the movie. I just thought the movie was bananas, but in a good way.
Yes, and for our listeners who they can't see us, while you're describing Chris Pratt's character, I'm doing the whole fist bump thing again. I like that. I'm going to use that.
The ladies in the audience seemed enormously impressed with Mr. Pratt in this film.
They usually are. So finally, Mark, favorite dinosaur?
Actually, I mean, that's really, really tough, but I would have to say I'm an Ankylosaur guy, and I was very, very pleased that they finally got a pretty good scene in a movie. Because even, look, you know, if you go on the Village Voice website, Topless Robot, search Topless Robot Dinosaur Cameos, you can find my article about great dinosaur cameos in the movie.
Okay.
But Ankylosaurus is a dinosaur that I don't think has ever really gotten its due in the movies. And it gets a pretty good scene here. It's a scene that you could turn into a ride at Universal Studios, you know, theme park. And so I was very pleased by that.
Excellent. Well, Mark Moorhead, thank you so much for calling in. We'll have you back on Breakthrough Entertainment again soon.
I hope so.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And my colleague, Stan Robinson.
I like that one,
too.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
See, everyone's picking interesting animals. They don't go for the obvious ones. My colleague, Stan Robinson, also a film critic. My high point for Jurassic World and must-see rating, so he's also giving it a breakthrough, is the motivation of the principles for control, nature, military, corporate, economic. So all that stuff we were mentioning earlier, that stuff you picked up on,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, all the undertones.
Yes.
I picked up on it, too.
You did.
But
yes.
I'm just saying, that is, I just thought it really gave it balance.
Yes. Greg, we need to hear from you on that.
Yes,
well,
Greg.
Why isn't anyone's favorite dinosaur the Chris Bosch? I mean, unbelievable. You've seen his neck.
Well, that's true, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Now, Joseph, so it's your favorite movie of the summer. Where did San Andreas rate compared to this?
It's not a breakthrough because it was so silly. This had some silly moments.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a breakthrough. That was just a
now,
really huge thumbs
up. Now, in
terms
of stars, you have Chris Pratt, and then in the other one, of course, you had
Dwayne
Johnson.
There you go.
All right, very good. So we got to let that out. No, but I not a breakthrough because I barely give any of those out because to me that's like 5 stars,
which is
like two movies in history. But I really like, a little stinge action there. I love this movie, my favorite in the series.
Okay.
I actually haven't seen the third Jurassic Park. But
you've got to. It's action-packed. It's not a Jurassic Park movie, but it's a hugely entertaining.
I'll check it out at some point. I know they've been airing all these movies on TV and stuff. First one I thought was all right. I mean, I know it's a good movie per se, but I don't know. I wasn't as entertained. Part two, not the greatest movie, but I thought it was hilarious. I thought Jeff Goldblum is the leading guy. You know, he's just funny. But like I said, I haven't seen the third one. Yeah, I enjoyed this. You know, it was a good mix of everything. You know, serious. There was some humor to it. I think Chris Pratt has come up so far over the years. I mean, he's a legitimate A-list leading guy now. Good supporting cast. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard looked great in this.
Yeah, dude, when she was all sweaty and everything.
That too, yeah.
Dream.
Yeah, no, but she...
Been having dreams for the last... I'm sorry.
I could see it moving up. But it was just fantastic all around in that regard. And, you know, again, one of those movies you got to go in with the open mind of having fun with. And, you know, when you see, I really enjoyed how the movie ended and how they climaxed that. Mm. But, definitely recommend if you haven't seen it to check it out. I mean, a lot of people obviously have seen it, record-setting numbers thus far. But, you know, if you're even if you're not a fan of the series per se, it's just a great action-adventure movie in general.
It is. And, you know, I know we were going to spend longer on this, but we got to roll through it real quick. Just memories from seeing Jurassic Park. I remember standing in line. Dave, you mentioned standing in line, right?
I remember distinctly 22 years ago. Yeah. And it was in Moor Park or Simi Valley, one of the two. Okay,
I was at Metro Center here in Phoenix.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
and
it was a big line
wrapped around the mall. That was
huge
amazing.
Line, and
that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't because there's so many.
You can buy
theaters.
Them online, and there's so many theaters.
But I remember it was an exciting day because there's so much hype to that movie, and it lived up to it.
And again, it's the movie that made me want to be a film critic.
I just remember that opening scene just scared me terribly because I was like 7 or 8 years old when I saw it.
Yeah,
it was so freaky, and that set the tone for the movie. It's just like Spielberg did in Jaws, how that opening scene, you're like, there's something going on here, and then you have this beast. The raptor taking care of the guy in the cage in the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Very memorable with that. But again, I for some reason didn't love the first movie. But
I loved
scene,
it. I mean,
definitely
it's
remember.
It's on my like top 10 list, maybe top 5 list
there
of all
go.
Time. Also opening this week is Live from New York. It's a documentary about Saturday Night Live. It's the 40th anniversary. It explores early years, an experiment from young Lorne Michaels. You know, this is much more than just a magnificent movie. It's also a time capsule. It's captivating. It's just so entertaining.
It's well made.
It's well made. Yeah, thumbs up from me, Eric.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
I mean, the best part about it is just seeing those old skits that you don't get to see anymore.
Exactly, and it's a time capsule. This is not just about Saturday Night Live. This is a movie about life.
We laughed, we cried.
We did. It's pop culture, the politics. I mean, it's amazing.
Eddie Murphy used to be funny.
Live from New York, check it out.
Hardly in it.
But my pick of the week definitely has to be, my pick of the week definitely has to be Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. But Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show, amazing. It's been a wonderful show. Next week, we're going to be celebrating the release of Inside Out. It's a Pixar movie. It's the Pixar show. So you'll have to get your Toy Story
on. We're not going to make it the emotion show.
No, it's easier. Well, we might touch on emotions.
I'm teasing.
Touch
you know,
on.
You know Mike Stop Myers, touching. When he's doing Dr. Evil, he's actually doing Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
What's my pick of the week?
Both.
Yeah. What?
What's my pick of the week?
What is your pick of the week?
Sorry. Breakthrough Entertainment here right now, The Dinosaur Show.
It is a great show, and we have to all sing this together. I tell you.
Oh, we do?
Barney,
I
love
the words.
You. You don't know the words to this? Come on. I love you. You love
this is a child
me.
Come on, predators.
We are a happy family
with a great big hug and a kiss from me
hey,
to
Eric,
you.
Get the mute button ready.
You won't you say you love me too,
yeah, baby.
No. Thank you for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show.
Excellent. Get out there this week and see it. You'll definitely
Jurassic
enjoy
World.
It. I believe they will.
The park is open.
The park is open. When?
With a great big hug.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You won the poll.
Greg wins
the poll.